down, love breaks down.
Yeah. beat. Oh, how grand to see them strutting with a real jazz band. It's Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It's time to toast the king and queen.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium. 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is another special edition of Sunday Service right here. We're here till 2 p.m. And don't forget to watch. Don't forget to listen in on every Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. for the Paranormal Playground Sounds, where it is supernatural. You never know what we're going to get. It is the spirit world through sound, mediumship through sound. And you're like, what is mediumship if you're just chiming in and you're just hearing this? It's spirit communication. It's communicating with the so-called dead. And you're like, wait, what's going on? What are you talking about? What is that? Well, that's why you got to tune in at 6 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday to understand more about it. And we'll open up more. But until then, stay tuned here because we have our channeling at 1:20 p.m. We have the inspirational speaking at 1:20 p.m. And so I'm going to open up and channel in and clear the energy. It's been a good portal. It's been a good 8-8 portal. It ends tomorrow, so get it in as much as you can. Oh, Lord. So stay tuned. We're here.
Well, don't you know that I woke up dead with a kick to the head? A body on the lawn for the neighbors are dead. Worst kind of cops and then the landlord. They're kicking our ass out the door. You don't have to go home, but you can't sleep here tonight. Well, we were rocking from 11 to 3. Breaking down every day of the week. We got a bad reputation where we've never gone. Back in Boston, all singing along. 11 freak. Well, they know our looks and they know our name. Some goes down with some reason to blame. Trying to make talk with a local cop. Watch them bleed blood on the sidewalk. People keep asking what time going on tonight. Well, we're rocking from 11 to 3. Breaking down every day of the week. We got a bad reputation where we've never gone. We're back and busting, they're all singing along. Everybody, 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 everybody. Rhyme a lemon from 11 to 3. Let's go! Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
I said a Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
Where the Boston Mass is a ripping his town. Setting them up and knocking them down. Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
I said a Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
Boston Mass is a ripping his town.
Where the Boston Mass is a ripping his town. Come on everybody, let's burn the place down. We're rocking from 11 to 3. Break it down every day of the week. We got a bad reputation where we've never gone. We're back in Boston, we're all singing along. When my lemma lua from 11 to 3. When my lemma lua from 11 to 3. Come on everybody, let me hear your
whisper, shh, love, and we'll eternally got your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy. Your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy. Get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
little boy will talk about you. Hey, lolly, lolly, lo. Hey, lolly, lolly, lolly. 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 Hey, lolly, lolly, lo.
It'll ruin me forever.
You're listening to 91.5 FMWMFO, Medford Tough Freeform Radio. And this is Sunday Service, so we have an embarrassing story.
No. No, we don't. We don't have any embarrassing stories. I can't hear myself, but that's okay. You can hear me.
So, do you guys have any wacky family members? Do wacky things?
I can't believe I did that.
So I'm not going to say what she did because it's not even radio friendly.
It's so bad.
But it's really bad.
No. Why did you just tell me now? I had no time to make up for it. None.
Can we call mommy and put her on the air and say, do you remember when Tashi did this? And put her on speaker and then we're going to put her.
Yeah. I remember when
Let's
she
call
did
her down.
That.
Oh my God, let's call mommy right now.
No.
Let's call her. Let's do it.
No.
We're calling our mom.
No.
Right now, yeah. And we're
going
to put it on. Yeah. Watch this. It'll get her to listen. Watch.
Can
we're
we
gonna put
beep
her, on.
Her out? Like, can we?
Hold on.
I can't hear anything.
You can't?
No.
Malfunctions. Domestics. Can you hear anything now?
That's what Mariah used to say when she was mad when she was 12 years old.
Domestics.
At my parents. She used to call my parents domestics.
Domestics. We're calling people. Do you hear this? Can you hear this? Can you hear it now?
I can hear nothing.
What's wrong with you? Get another headphone set.
Turn it up. Oh, there we go. Just turn the
Look,
volume.
Look, can you hear it right
Please
now?
Leave your message for 61.
Oh, no. You're going to put them
Oh, yeah, I know. Just,
Okay, anyways, we're going to call Mom PK.
Who else should we call?
Let's call someone and put them on the air.
Who's a good one?
Who can we? Who's really good? Hauser?
No. It's going to be so not PC.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Shamar will make us laugh.
This is a really good
Shamar
idea.
Shamar Gregory. Talia for sure, but Talia's probably busy.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, until then, I gotta do the channeling, and I need this music to happen, but this is just not working, so Spirit's like, you ain't doing no channeling. Spirit's like, you ain't got this. And I was like, no, I don't got it. And I was like, clean this. And she was like, Oh, here we go. Oh, Cleveland, like for the Cleveland show. You hear it? It's spiritual time now. It's time to not drink beer from your coffee. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. There's none of that happening. It was a joke. It was because I know you're not allowed to do things like that here, but that's totally a joke. Please, nobody get me in trouble. Please. It's just a kidding. This is a spiritual show.
It's a kidding.
And we would never do that. 8 years in recovery clean.
What?
Anyways, can I channel? I'm going to let all of you know right now I'm not in a channeling mood. I do not feel like channeling.
You know what? That's okay.
But
it's called being human.
Exactly.
Sometimes we're close to our higher selves, and sometimes we're close to
the Dottie trailer.
Clitus.
So anyways, what are you going to do? Take an ID. Why don't we channel together?
Okay, let's just clear the air. I think both Mariah and I walked in here. Like, when we contacted each other this morning, this is Tashi, by the way. Hello, everyone. When we talked to each other this morning, it was like, yeah, let's go. Let's meet up. And then when we saw each other walking to the door,
I was really disappointed.
And we were both disappointed at each other for no reason.
For no reason. I didn't want it anymore.
She looked like she was going to have a panic attack.
Yeah, I was legit feeling like I'm going to have a panic attack. So just bear with me.
So I think this is really important for Mariah to clear. So I want all of you to send Mariah love, caring,
money,
and angelic energy from your highest and purest heart centers, okay? Let's do this right now.
Don't forget the money in the tray, like when church starts.
Okay, why do you gotta bring it down?
And you put the money in the tray.
You know,
I want to be the next, like, female Joel Osteen.
Oh, my God.
He
saved so many lives.
Billionaire minister.
You know who loved Joel Osteen?
Who?
Elio.
Elio!
Where you guys wanna go?
Where you guys wanna go?
Anyway, so if all of you could please help me. Yes, this is where it's at. So, you know, let's just ground, send Mariah some love, send the good vibes in. Here we go. We love you, Mariah.
Everyone listening to this is so mad because they're like, tuned in for Sunday service.
You're
not this crap.
I know, you never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get.
They're like, keep that girl off the channel with Mariah. She ruins everything.
Yeah, I feel the ruin. Okay.
Hey.
You're ruining my life.
Okay,
so I'm gonna go in the channeling. I was supposed to channel 15 minutes ago. Oh, Dungeons and Dragons. You're not supposed to. No. Okay, anyway. Thank you. All right, so let's get settled in. Here's the channeling. Infinite spirit, infinite presence right now in this moment. Please give me the, help me to be a clear instrument, a clear channel for the healing power right now for whoever needs to hear this for our week, for our day, expanding the consciousness, expanding our connection and expanding our creativity with God and expanding our connection with God right here, right now in this moment, and giving us what we need to ground infinite spirit and infinite channel right now in this moment. It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day in the Lion's Gate. You see, we're here. We're supposed to be here. We're supposed to be in the Lion's Gate portal right here, right now, doing this channeling, speaking the truth, connecting to all of you right now, doing snake dances and living our highest truth. Living our highest truth right now in this moment, and everything is perfect right now. Everything is exactly right. where it needs to be. Everything is angelic and it's high. So right now, put yourself into that state, in the playful state, and it's okay to be human. It's okay to laugh really hard, laugh at ourselves, laugh at how imperfect we are, laugh at how silly, laugh at how, you know, sometimes we're not doing the best job, and just laugh at it that we're not perfect, because that's what it means to be alive. It means to really feel those parts about us that are human, feel the lower parts, and feel the dark parts, and be able to embrace the dark parts whenever they come, because they all serve us. They all serve us in the best way. We could not be here smiling, laughing, loving, and playful in life if the dark places did not come, and the dark places are here to serve us, and we walk proudly, we walk courageously into those portals, into the dark places, and where we say we come out of this with gifts. We come out of this with knowledge. We come out of this with messages. We come out of this with tools. The darkness is the place where we get our tools to fight. The darkness is the place where we get our messages, and where it, as we need to point our arrows, where we need to have the perfect archery at hand, and where it is exactly our target in time and space and now, and where we're supposed to be. And everything serves us. Everything serves us in the best and highest good. And that's why they have the yin and yang, and this is why they have the checkerboard, the black and the white, the duality, and everything that we hear, the earth and the spiritual plane. It all comes together, and it all serves us into this one beautiful, beautiful place. This one beautiful place where you cannot even distinguish anymore what good or bad is. It is just one energy. It is just everything, and it is all. And we all love it. We all love it so. Let's give love to it. Let's give light to it. Let's give love to right now and exactly what it is that we need right here in this moment to understand. What is it that we need to know? What is it that we need right here and right now to experience? Can you see the vision? Can you see a vision of whatever it is the angels are coming to give you? Because that's exactly what's coming in. The angels are giving you a vision right now. They're giving you a vision of excellence. They're giving you a vision of something that is extraordinary, that is an extension of yourself that you've never been able to see before, that is an extension of your higher self that you've never been able to witness. And it's happening right now. It's happening right now. This something that is brand new. This something that is brand new, something that has never been. And it is out of routine. It is out of your everyday life of a comfort zone. And that's exactly where you need to be. You have to get out of the comfort zone, says Infinite Spirit. You have to be able to open up that door into the place of the unknown in order to continue to the known, in order to continue to the known of yourself. So go into the unknown to continue the known of yourself and your spirit, because your spirit is never going to change. Your spirit is always infinite. But these experiences, these things, these portals, these environments, these worlds we visit, they're always changing. They're always changing in accordance with what's going on within ourselves. You see, this inside world that's going on within ourselves, this universe inside of you, it's going to dictate what's going on in the outside. Navigate yourself to the most beautiful place. Navigate yourself to something in the world of the unseen, and ask universe, ask God, ask spirit to say, astonished. I am ready to be astonished. Are you ready to ask that daring question? Are you ready to say, I am ready to be astonished, universe? Because that's exactly what they're going to give you. Just as we make an honest command, just as we open up and make a courageous command to say we want to see spirit, they will show up. When we make an honest command and an honest invitation to say things like, we want to grow, you're going to grow. You're going to invite circumstances to come in a way that you did not expect, so you can grow. But we have to get into that space where we're ready. So are you ready to do this? Are you ready to have the best that you wanted? And if you're ready to have the best and saying, what is the best for myself? That place where we always want the impossible, and we see other people with the impossible, and how did they achieve the impossible? And we yearn to have that and keep that yearning. Do not let the outside world water you down. Do not let the outside world block you from understanding what it is that you need. Do not let the outside world hinder you from being and reaching for the stars and doing something that's never been done before, because that is the prophecy of you. That's why you came here. That is the prophecy of you, the trailblazer, the excellent trailblazer, the leader, to put in the seed to the new world, the new earth. You see the world around you? Why isn't it changing, you say? why is everything the same, you say? No, that's not real until you step into being the individual who says, everything's always changing. Everything is going the way that I want. What are you talking about? This is a good life. I get to do and have whatever I want. I get to have it all. I get it. Everything I ask for happens. What are you talking about, limitation? What are you talking about, 9 to 5? What are you talking about? This silly stuff of misery. This is a silly illusion of I can't have this, I can't have this. This silly illusion of scarcity. What are you talking about? You will be that 1% who says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I can have it. Because it's already here. The reason why you can have it is because it's already here. Can you feel that? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it sizzling? Can you feel it there? Can you feel it? Can you feel the baptism happening? Today is your baptism. We come into the lion's gate, and right now you are experiencing the baptism of you. You are born again into you. You are born again into your excellence that is here right now, the divinity. God, the God self-reflection coming in right now, being born, being birthed. That's today. That's right now. That's every moment. That's whenever you want. That's when you say. See, I can declare it. Spirit can come here and declare it. We can declare it, but we're just a reminder of what you can declare every day for yourself. You can have this every day for yourself. It's just the reminder. It's just the portal. And after this portal, you will be changed because that is the intention, you see. After this, your paradigm will shift because that is the intention. That's been happening. Let me tell you something. That has been happening since this portal opened up. Change has happened. The consciousness, it's done what it said it was supposed to do. As we talk, as we communicate, this is not just a human word and a human voice coming in. This is a key being transmuted into the speakers, into your ears, turning the key into your ear right now. And then the ear opens up as the door from the ear. Do you see it? Do you feel that visual? You see? Do you feel how that works? My voice is a key. Your ear is a door. And you have many a keys. And your voice is a key, and it goes into the doors of the ears of who else it needs. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And on. So are you going to be a key today? Are you going to be a key today?
I am the key.
Are you going to be the key and open up the ear doors?
I am the key to the ear doors.
Yes.
And so it is.
So it is. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And this is happening all day, every day. The Lionsgate portal, letting go of fear, letting go of stuckness, letting go of feeling uncomfortable and having minor panic attacks because of what we're picking up on. We're letting go of that. We're letting go. We're evolving where that process is no longer going to happen. We're teaching the new generation, the new world. You know, like when we're evolving, we had certain things that we needed and then we don't no longer need them because we're evolved. Like, you know, humans, the average human used to live to like only 40 because there weren't all those medicines and all those things and all those knowledges that we had back then. Now we live to like 80s and 90s and above and 100. Gonna keep it, the age is gonna keep going up and up and up until and how, because we're supposed to live for long times. So this is the same thing. We're evolving where we're not going to be picking up on crap all the time. What was that? Anyway, I love you. So continue to listen. We're here till 2 p.m. This is the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service Special. A dish. Stay tuned.
Honeycomb. Well, it's darn good. life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word that sounds about sweet like a turtle dove. And I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Put on your umbrella bonnet with the blue ribbon on it, and we'll hear Joe diving through the shade. Through the field of clover, we'll all go trucking the Dover on this ever golden Wednesday. Put on your old gray bonnet, put the ribbon on it, we'll hit your diving to the shade. Through the fields of clover, we'll all go up to Dover on this ever golden Wednesday. Yeah, take it, baby. Thank you.
It's all covered with snow. I lost my true lover by courting too slow. As sure as the dewdrop hang on the green corn, last night he was with you, but tonight he is gone. On top of old smoke.
On top of old Smokey. You know that's like where they got that song. I lost my poor meatballs. Do, 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 do. Okay, anyway. I need to play a PSA because I haven't. It's 1:55. It's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tough Street from Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Panic attacks. Just kidding. That's
why?
I'm just kidding.
I want to share. Yeah. I think what is important to share is and remind you of, Mariah, is that during this time of the 8/8 portal, what a lot of us aren't realizing is that our frequency is just automatically being raised. And we are being allowed to integrate these higher energies, which allow us to access our power, access our higher gifts, and access our sensitivity, our connection to our higher selves, which ultimately is our super consciousness, which is like intuition on steroids. So if any of you are feeling anxious or very excitable or feel like you're going to have panic attacks, it's not as bad as you think. It's like this, it's this overwhelming feeling of excitement and joy and love and happiness and a high frequency that you probably haven't been able to access before. And because you're not familiar with this feeling, it may feel very uncomfortable and uneasy, unless you are going through something not very good. and then consult your doctor. But you know, if you're you know, doing your thing and everything's good and you're just like, I don't know what this feeling is, you know, really, you know, sit with yourself, kind of ground, figure out, you know, what's the best way for you to ground and allow yourself to feel joy. A lot of us don't know how to be happy. A lot of us, for no reason, right? If you see someone walking down the street and they're smiling for no reason, you're like, oh, are they laughing at me? Or what's wrong with that person, right? Yeah. Why is it not okay to just be friggin' happy? So I want to allow you to just feel that high frequency and enjoy it today. Enjoy yourself accessing your higher power, your confidence, your greater gifts, your connection to yourself and others and your heart energy. It is so powerful. You are manifesting on steroids right now, so make sure you ask for what you want.
Woo! I love it. We'll
go,
be right
go,
back.
Go, get 'em, go, go.
Space class. Watch out! What was that? What happened? We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
It's good. Anyways, that was really great talk and discussion from Tashi. Thank you for your input on that. I know, like, be happy for no reason. Yeah. I'm not, like, be just be like, I'm not even on anything. Like,
why even make that comparison?
Just be. Oh, you're not even on.
what I said was, why even make that comparison? Just be. Just exist and exist in joy. Right. Exist in your love.
You're getting cut off. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.